But first up, we're going to talk about the picture of the man who is on the front of a lot of the national newspapers this morning, and that's Michael Kelly, pictured arriving at Tralee Courthouse yesterday, remanded in custody to appear via video link at Tralee District Court on March 4th, when a book of evidence is to be served. The US National was charged with the murder of Kenmare man Mike Gane. And with me to talk about this is Mark Lynch of Radio Kerry News, who was in court yesterday for proceedings and was following the story over the last number of days ever since an arrest was made. Mark, good morning to you. Thanks for joining me this morning. Can you just take us through, I suppose, the timeline of what happened over the last number of days and yesterday in particular?
Yeah, so obviously we became aware on Tuesday morning that a man had been arrested in relation to the investigation into the disappearance and homicide of Michael Gane. We became aware that this man was the American man, Michael Kelly, who had been arrested previously as part of this investigation and was previously released without charge. He was arrested at around 7:30 a.m. on Tuesday from his address in Chapel Street in Tralee. He was brought to Castle Island Garda Station to be interviewed and to be questioned. Now, he was detained under Section 4 of the Criminal Justice Act 1984, which gave Gardaí powers to detain him for 6 hours initially, which could be extended then to 12 hours with the approval of a senior officer, not ranking below superintendent. And it was difficult to ascertain exactly what time that would end at, because that didn't include rest breaks, etc. So there was no news essentially of any updates as of Tuesday evening. That went into Wednesday morning. Obviously, Michael Kelly, took his rest on Tuesday night as well, and Gardaí continued to question him throughout Wednesday as well. It was only yesterday afternoon, shortly before 3 p.m., that we became aware that Mr. Kelly had indeed been charged and was due before a sitting of the Tralee District Court yesterday afternoon. And that is, I suppose, when we first became aware that Mr. Kelly had been charged with murder. He had been officially charged, a huge development in the case, and he was brought to Tralee District Court yesterday afternoon in a Garda van.
Okay, what happened in court?
So it was a very short hearing. Because he was charged with murder, it means that no bail application could be made in the district court. So all in all, between the time he was brought into the courtroom and by the time the judge left the courtroom, it was probably around 2 or 3 minutes max. So Detective Garda Sergeant Mark O'Sullivan from Killarney Garda Station gave evidence that he had arrested Mr. Kelly at 2:23 p.m. at Castle Island Garda Station for the purpose of charging him with the murder of Michael Gane. And Sergeant O'Sullivan charged Mr. Kelly at 3:06 p.m. yesterday, and Mr. Kelly made no reply when the single charge of murder was put to him. Now, Mr. Kelly himself was in court wearing an orange jumper, brown pants and boots. He stared straight into the distance when he was first brought in. However, he did glance at the public gallery, I noticed, and in that public gallery was members of Mike Gane's family, including his widow Janice. And it was obviously a very emotional occasion for them. It's very easy, I suppose, to get swept up in the crowds and the furore around a case like this, but at the very centre of it is a very serious crime and a family who is grieving. So it was obviously a very poignant occasion for them as well. You could tell that it mattered very much to An Garda Síochána as well. They'd gotten to this stage. There was a lot of high-ranking members of An Garda Síochána from within the Kerry Garda Division present in court as well. So it obviously meant a lot to them as well. And it was then that Judge David Waters, he said, "I presume that the application is to remand in custody." And Sergeant Chris Manton, the court presenter, said, "Yes, that's the application, to remand him in custody to Cork Prison until next Wednesday. He'll appear in court again in Tralee on Wednesday via video link from Cork Prison." And it's for the book of evidence, I suppose, just to explain to people. So usually the DPP would decide whether or not someone would stand trial by summary in the district court or on indictment in a higher court. But for a charge of murder, it can only be trial on indictment in the central criminal court. So the remand was for the book of evidence. That's what he's been remanded for now on Wednesday. It's unlikely, that usually takes quite a bit of time, so it's unlikely that will be available on Wednesday, and eventually that will progress to the central criminal court.
Okay, Mark, what was his demeanour like, Mr. Kelly's demeanour like, throughout yesterday?
He was quite emotionless, really. I mean, when he was brought into court first, obviously he's quite an imposing figure. I'm sure people will have seen him around Tralee in within the last kind of 6 or 8 months. He's a very tall man, and he has this long beard, long hair as well. And he didn't really make any expressions, or he obviously didn't speak during the hearing either. His solicitor, Pat Mann, spoke for him when anything needed to be said. So, as I said, he did stare straight when he first came in, and I did notice him glance at the public gallery as well and glance towards members of Mr. Gaines' family, I suppose, just taking in whoever was there. But in terms of any expressions or anything like that, he didn't express any emotion. He didn't seem any emotion at all inside the courtroom.
Mark, finally, there's been a huge level of attention around this case for obvious reasons over the last 12 months or so. Was there a large crowd outside the court yesterday?
There was. I mean, I would say there was probably as many journalists as there were members of the public watching on. I'd say every publication and outlet in Ireland had sent someone down, which is the biggest media presence I'd ever seen at Tralee Court. In terms of the public, yes, there was. Even from about 3 o'clock onwards, there was people gathering outside the courthouse. The hearing didn't go on until around about 20 past, half past four, so they're waiting outside for a good amount of time. But, Mr. Kelly was brought in the back of a van which went straight around the side of the courthouse, so it wasn't like anyone was going to catch a glimpse of him, really. But yes, there was a big crowd outside. They didn't really make much noise. It's happened on previous occasions that you could hear the crowds outside from inside the courtroom. Wasn't exactly like that yesterday. And as I say, very easy to get swept up in the whole furore around it. But at the very heart of this was a grieving family who was inside court yesterday as well.
Yeah, that's important to note. Okay, Mark, thanks a million for talking to us about that on the programme and outlining what happened yesterday. And we'll keep you up to date with all developments and details on that case as it progresses.